Yeah, with the grandkids, a payback.
Yeah.
Did Dave Scott come?
He texted, he said he'll be here, but he might be a little bit late.
Attorney's gonna be Zooming?
He's Zooming, and it's not Ryan, it's his assistant, or his associate Keith, who interviewed with him at the time. And I think Commissioner Thompson just pulled up.
He's got 1 minute.
Yeah.
He actually has 20 seconds.
We'll give him all of that.
Let's see if he tries to come in the lock door.
I got locked it.
Oh.
I just got no...
You missed the coast? Right, a little bit. Yeah, it was last week or so.
Those are 108s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what you missed is green, all the green, you know. Because we're sitting that far over here.
Yeah, I want to...
Recording in progress.
Okay. Call to order the regular meeting of the Sewer Commission, Orville Region, July 25th, 2023. Roll call, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Mr. Masalato.
Here.
All here.
Damn, flex. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item four, acknowledgement of visitors. There is none. Item five, acknowledgement and welcome of new commissioner.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have Commissioner Scott Coach coming from Thermalito Water Sewer District.
Welcome, Scott.
Thanks.
Did you have to get directions?
Yeah. You didn't have to.
I even know how long it takes me to get here.
Yeah. Okay, item six, board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, it was brought to our attention that there was a typo in the board meeting minutes that went out in the packet to the board members. We have corrected that, and then that page has been included in your packet here.
Okay, authorization of warrants.
I met with the general manager.
Do we need...
Yes, we need to approve the minutes, sir.
I'll make a motion that you approve the corrected minutes of the June 27, 2023 meeting.
I'll second it. Okay, motion made by Commissioner Coach, seconded by Commissioner Salvucci.
Bucci, me.
Salvucci?
Bucci, me.
Bucci, Salvucci. Bucci. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Item seven, authorization of warrants.
Okay, I met with our general manager and I reviewed the warrants and the electronic deposits. And the check numbers 28237 through check number, let's see, 28289, we ran over, and then there was commissioner fees from 10730 to 10735, and then there were electronic withdrawals too. The total was $359,430.06. Any questions?
Oh. And that's it on that, right?
I believe we do a roll call on that one.
Can we do a roll call?
Yep.
Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Commissioner Pittman?
Aye.
Commissioner Taggart?
Yes.
And Commissioner Masalato?
Yes.
Unanimous. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, anytime it's money, we do a roll call.
Right. Some reason I didn't. Never mind. Item 8, fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I included those in your packet, so if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer those now.
Anybody have any questions for the manager?
Just any news on the inflow pump station electronics?
Same. What we've been told is the same date, still in mid-October, but we are looking into potentially getting them from a different manufacturer. But then, you know, that I was going to ask your guys' direction on that in the manager's report section, but there's some complications with that because they still have a 6-month lead time. They're more expensive than the ones that we originally wanted. And, you know, there's no guarantee that if we put in the order they'll show up. I mean, they could be telling us the same thing that Tesco's telling us, that, oh, yeah, we'll have them. But, you know, my concern, and I've kind of talked to the construction management engineers about this, is that if we pull ourselves off the one list and put ourselves on another list, are we going to the bottom of the list, and we've been waiting for 2 years on the top of this other one? So yeah. My thing is, we've held our water this long, we should probably just hold our water and wait for the Tesco VFDs. That doesn't mean we're not doing all the homework on the other ones to see if they would work and see if they'd be a viable option. But currently, I think we should probably just hold our water and wait for the ones that are supposed to be here in 3 months.
You know, it's kind of sad because it brings to mind a friend of mine, Carl Holmes, used to be the chief of Oklahoma City Fire Department. And when he bought fire apparatus, if he bought 20 new fire apparatus, he bought 5 new fire apparatus that were unassembled, just so he'd have parts.
Yep.
Just so he had. So he bought 25 total, but 5 of them were just parts.
Just parts, yep.
I mean, that's a hell of a thing, but I mean, that was pretty advanced, you know, 25 years ago to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of ahead of the game there.
Yeah.
Like Cal Fire and their new Blackhawks or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're buying extras because they're always breaking down.
Yeah.
Okay. Item 9, consideration of adoption of proposal contract for manager Sturgrant.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we went over my self-review last month. You guys gave me a positive review. Council Ryan Jones did not have the contract written up to the way he wanted it at the last meeting, so we brought it back to this meeting for you guys to approve or not approve my contract for the next 5 years.
And if I could please interject, Glenn, if that's okay.
Yes.
So state law, members of the board, state law requires that we orally summarize the changes to the compensation of a local agency executive, which Glenn is. And that amount is $147,888 annually. So I just wanted to make that oral summary so we can be compliant with the law before you make your decision. Thank you.
And just so you guys are all aware, that is step 4 out of step 5 on my pay scale. So I still do have one more raise that will be coming in next October. And then that'll be the last raise other than the cost of living raises that everybody at SCOR gets for that contract. So that number is not just coming out of nowhere. That's actually on the approved wage scale that the board approved when I was hired.
It seems like the cost of living expenses have gone up quite a bit in the last few years.
Yeah, so that's got, I mean, obviously there was 5% wage step increases built into it because it's a wage scale, but there's also been 13% of, actually 15.7% of cost of living that's also affected that wage scale since I originally signed my first contract.
But right now is it at 145 something? Or
149, I think. To 148 and change.
And then October it goes up.
No, that's when it goes up. Okay. So right now I don't make that. That's what the raise will be in October when I hit my anniversary date. I can tell you exactly what it is right now. It's
That's a great point, Angie. I was going to mention the same thing regarding cost of living. Mm-hmm.
So currently I make $67.55 an hour, and in October 1st I will go to $71.10 an hour.
I don't have any
questions. No, just as the commission is keeping track of inflation versus cost of living. Because before, what's been going on recently with economics, that fixed number was typically about average, but we haven't seen average years for.
No, so I think we looked, just because I wanted to have the information for you guys just in case. I think Scott was the manager for from 2012 to 2020, and I think it went up 6-something% in the whole time that he was here, and it's gone up 15% since I took over. So economic conditions are definitely different now than they were.
But the last 2 years, we went up more than we did in 6 or 7.
Exactly.
So,
this is 8.5.
It
went from 5 to
1. 5. Eight?
Ours was 8.3 last year.
We went from 5 to 8, I think, improved.
Yeah, automatic. The COLAs, if it's 5 or below, it's in the policy that score the staff gets it. If it's above five, then it comes from the board, and then you guys have to approve it at the board level for it to.
Great.
Now, is that a roll call?
I believe we probably should do a roll call because it's money and it's a position.
So nobody has any more questions. Can we have a roll call?
Do we need a motion to?
I guess we need a motion.
Make a motion to move the contract as presented.
I second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Pittman, seconded by Commissioner Masolato to move forward with the proposed contract for manager Sturdivant.
Okay, I'll do roll call. Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Taggart?
Yes.
Commissioner Masolato?
Yes.
Okay, unanimous.
And 10, this is a big one. Appreciation of service. The board will acknowledge the services of outgoing chairwoman, Angie Masolato.
Thank you. Would you like to say something nice about me?
Well, let's see.
That's a
wonderful job.
I learned a lot in 1 year.
I could say something nice about Commissioner Masolato. Commissioner Masolato hit the ground running. I will say her first meeting, she didn't know a whole lot, but asked a lot of really good questions. And over the course of the last year, she's become a very valuable board member here at school.
Thank you. Yes, I felt like that I started out knowing nothing, and now I feel like I can answer a lot of questions.
You have definitely hit the ground running and learned a lot.
Now you know which way it all flows.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Know a lot about sewage.
Yes. I'm the sewer girl, they call me at work.
Well, and actually my compliments are because I invite a lot of people to come down to the sewer agent and they I'm not going there at all. So my compliments for even coming here.
Yes, thank you.
Participating in it. That's noteworthy.
Okay. Well, very good. Appreciate your service. So, item 11.
Sign and pass it. Okay.
Attorney's report.
That's you, Keith.
Keith, right?
Yes, I have nothing to report. Thank you.
Well, that was easy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Moving on to 12, manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So, nothing to report in operations this month. Also, nothing to report in the litigation. We did, however, make the first make the final connection in our influent pump station pipe work, so that's all ready to go. So now we literally are just waiting on the VFDs and then them to repave the parking lot, and that will be done. So that was kind of a stressful moment. We had to man the plant 24 hours a day for 2 days. We used our third auxiliary pump that we bought for this project. We were able to run it on the VFD in auto, which has never been able to be done here at SCORE. I did keep somebody here just in case, but as Commissioner Coach knows, we've never had a backup lift station that we could just put in auto and let it go, and we do now. So that was pretty good to see, and I was pretty happy with the way it performed. And we got that tie-in done. So we talked about the rate study last month and looked at it, and now we are waiting on legal counsel to give us direction on exactly how we have to go about the our Prop 218. We do have a couple of the entities that are not quite ready, so we don't know what their plans are exactly. I think that their plan is to get a rate study as well, but they're working that out as well. So I will inform you guys of that as we get answers from legal counsel on what exactly we need to do. Part of that, and I think this is a good time to bring it up, and I think it's needed, would be, and I've talked to the other managers about this, and they're all on board, is I think we need to have some sort of JPA audit. So we know exactly, as far as our EDUs, so we know exactly what our EDUs are, where they are, who has them, what type they are. Unfortunately for SCORE, we are kind of just at the mercy of the three agencies on being told what EDUs are out there, whether they're commercial, whether they're industrial, whether they're residential, how many there are, when they've been built, when they were taken offline. This is becoming an issue for me because we are currently working on an industrial permit with Graphic Packaging. They used to be connected to SCORE. They were taken off of SCORE because they violated their permit, and now they're coming back, but we don't have any idea if they've been paying for industrial permit or EDUs since they were taken off, or if they were, or if they need to pay new connection fees now because they're getting reconnected. So we're trying to figure that out. We're working with Ruth with the city to see, and she's having trouble finding any of those.
Well, yeah, because I was around when that occurred, and all I recall is the ink waste was supposed to be handled separately and diverted away from the sewage or sanitation. I wasn't aware that they had stopped all.
Oh yeah, they were the Commissioner Coach was here when that happened. He was a foreman. Yeah. But they, yeah, they were, the EPA came in, shut them down. Mm-hmm. They were illegally dumping glue and dye into the sewer. They denied that they were doing either one. And so, yeah, District Attorney canceled their permit at that time. Okay. And so our problem is just, they're new ownership. They've gone through all the hoops to get a new permit. Done nothing, you know, everything looks great. We just need to know whether we need to charge them to reconnect or okay. whether they've been continually paying those EDUs since then. Gotcha. It would make sense that they haven't been because they were told to get lost. So, but the city is famous for continually to charge people for something that they're not, that they've now jumped out of that category. So,
If I could say something, I think probably the best reason you have for doing an audit on EDUs is just so you know what is being paid, what isn't being paid, mm-hmm. and if people are paying the right amount.
Exactly.
Right.
Make sure the loadings are correct and whatnot. Yeah. And I'm not 100% up to speed on this lawsuit and what's going on, but I could probably guess it would help during that too, when reductions come.
Yep.
So,
well, and especially we're with the plant expansion, you know, to know exactly how many EDUs we really have. I mean, we go off of this number, but we don't know if that number is true. Sure. Also, part of the rate study is to have a multifamily weighting factor, which would, in theory, open up EDUs here at the plant. I believe that we need to have a JPA-wide audit, but that's going to be instituted at the other three agencies. So that's why I'm coming to you guys for your help and your support to get your agencies on board to do this. I talked to Jamie from Thermalito. He's all on board. I've talked to Dave from Lillipud. He's all on board. I've talked to Brian from the city. He's on board, but now we just need to kind of get an official thing going and make it happen and figure out exactly the way we want to go about it. So we were going to, once I brought this to your guys' attention and let you know if I had your support, then we were going to discuss it at the JPA managers meeting, come up with what we thought would be the best way to go about it, and then present it at our boards to get permission to go ahead and move forward.
I think it's a great idea myself.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, just as Scott knows, that deal with the it wasn't GPA anyway when it occurred.
With Sierra, I believe at that time, Sierra Packaging.
Yeah.
SPI.
Yes.
Graphics.
Was it still graphics? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just wasn't aware that they were completely cut off. So I mean, what have they been doing
They were cut off from their industrial discharge. Their domestic. Still went to that pump station. And what they went to is they went to kind of a freeze-dried air system. So they they would truck the main waste off, anything on the belts, and without that system, they would kind of freeze it and then take air and blow it into a dust and then collect that.
Yeah. Okay.
And we still have not allowed them to bring that here. We started out with boiler water. We're going to let them bring boiler water in, which should have nothing in it. It should just be water that's been heated up and cooled back down, as basically kind of like a trial period. Like, okay, show us that you'll adhere to this part of the permit, and then we can talk about extending this permit into your other processes. But I realize it's new ownership, you know, with the history, I didn't feel comfortable just giving them a green light right off the bat. I wanted them to prove to me that they could do it.
You know, if any of you get a tour of that place, it's well worth the time and effort, because they have, I think, 3 or 4 of the printing machines of 13 in the whole world. And that's a big deal. They print and make packaging, and those machines actually have Geiger counters on them to make sure they don't move. It's kind of crazy. They're all built in Switzerland and brought here for that. So. It's an interesting place. That's why they got this technology of all the inks and glues that they use there. It's pretty amazing.
So are the districts going to be able to calculate the EDUs? Are they going to have enough information, like the city is very old. And so are they going to be able to give you an accurate?
Hopefully. I mean, that's going to be part of the process, is figuring out just how, where the information is. And you know, I mean, so I'm not under the illusion that it's going to be an easy undertaking. Okay. I think it's going to be tough, and it's probably going to be tougher for the city than any of the other three agencies.
Let me add too, our new Public Works Director, Fred Mayall, is probably going to be on top of his task list. He starts the end of this month. So he'll be here, and asset inventory is a big part of what he likes to see. And I said, well, you're going to have fun in Oroville.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Vallejo, I think. Vallejo or Vacaville, one of those two.
Yeah, I think he's moving from Vacaville.
Yeah.
What is Public Works?
He'll be the new Public Works Director, yes.
You
got to
need him, too.
Yeah, his contract was signed today, so he'll be here end of the month. And then just while we're talking about, we have a new Planning and Development Services Director that'll be here at the same time end of the month. Patrick.
Yeah. Patrick.
Patrick. He's coming from Willows.
Guy's an engineer.
That's coming. The job description went out yesterday for that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice to see all the improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, making progress.
Saving money too.
Yeah.
So. I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Any news on Rye Creek?
Yes. So I had been trying to talk to the property owner for a long time, over a month, and she was giving me zero return calls. And she finally called me last week and said she will be in town. She's been out of state. She was sorry for not returning my calls. She's been busy dealing with stuff. And she wants to have a meeting at the end of this week here at the Score Plant. So hopefully I will have something to report to you guys next week. Positive that we're going to go ahead and move forward and purchase that property. So that was good news. And on the same day as I got her, as she called me, and I'm going to skip one topic and then I'll go back on my manager's report, we were notified that we're going to receive $2 million from Congressman Doug Lamalfa's office towards the upgrade project. So I have a meeting on Wednesday with our engineer, Ted Couch, and with our grant administrator, Lori Ashby, and to find out exactly how we can fold that money into the upgrade project. You know, since we got the $10 million grant from the county and HCD, there's a lot of rules and regulations, so I don't know exactly how we'll be able to apply that money. But we've been assured that we will be able to apply it. We just got to do it in the right way.
So definite we're getting that money from Lamalfa?
If it's a definite if the budget is passed. So if they pass the U.S. budget, then we will get the money. It's allocated to us.
We don't have to worry about getting a loan anymore.
Well, that's only $2 million, so we haven't jumped that hurdle yet.
It's like pulling 20.
Yeah, we're still going to have $30 million worth of upgrades out there that we're going to be trying to pull off. But I got plans on how to try to get that money. That's not guaranteed that we will. But
is this a clean water grant that he's talking about, the $2 million?
I have no idea where exactly the funding has come from. We haven't received a whole lot of information other than last year they secured $30 million for his district, and this year they secured right around that much, and we've been allocated $2 million of it.
Okay.
So we have a meeting with them, not next week, but the week after, to get some details on exactly how that's going to work. But that was good news to get to, you know, any free money's great news. So jumping back one topic up higher, so I have kind of been looking at all types of ways to cut down Score's budget, make money, save money. You guys know this is, you know, I've been trying to do this, and I've been bringing this to your guys' attention every week or every month. So two of those ideas that we are old ideas that were already kind of run up the flagpole and shot down at the time, but I kind of believe that they were maybe just a little ahead of their time. These were ideas that were championed by Ray Souza and Scott Coach, who's now our commissioner, when they were the managers. And I feel like that they're still potentially viable. Basically, I'm asking you guys for permission to, and I'm not going to spend a bunch of money, but just use mine and Micah's time to go and attend meetings and get information to see if we actually can make these projects happen. And these two projects would be water sales in some form or fashion. We haven't figured out exactly how to do it. And a small hydro facility out on the Butte Sutter Canal. To me, that one seems like it has the least amount of potential downside for anybody, but it's also probably the one that's going to be the toughest to get done. I believe that with the way legislation is going, water sales is going to happen. the state of California on July 11th just passed a path for direct potable reuse, which basically means straight from the wastewater plant into an advanced wastewater or water treatment plant into your water system till you drink.
Without having to go in the aquifer?
Really? Aquifer, wow. Yes. So
that is big news.
They passed that on July 11th. And what that tells me is that now they've acknowledged that they're probably going to be losing a lot of the effluent from all of these wastewater plants up and down the California Water Project. Because if you're going to recycle 100% of water, that obviously means we're not putting it in the river anymore.
Right.
So to me, that's good news. That means that they've wrapped their head around that they're going to have to try to figure out other ways to serve people that they're selling our water.
Right.
And so that maybe we can keep it in our community and use it up here or sell it ourselves and be the and be the benefactor of that.
Bottle of water.
Of that. You never know, Commissioner. You never know.
Hey, well, if you ever go to the Orange County Water
District. Drank it. Yep.
Yeah, you drank it.
I drank it.
You watch it come out of the plant over there, and you go over here, and you get a bottle of water, and it's 12 hours later, toilet to tap.
So, yeah, I'm just, you know, kind of keeping you guys in the loop that I will be. We have a meeting with DWR in Sacramento in August to go and talk about the project, the hydro project, and we are in constant meetings with people about the water sales. So we'll,
are you talking to Sabuco too, the Sutter County Water?
We haven't got that far yet.
Yeah.
But one thing that's nice is now with Thermalito Water Sewer's new general counsel, he represents some water districts that are on that Butte Sutter Canal.
Okay.
So we will have a little bit of insight and be able to talk to them and see exactly. But it's all kind of looking like I think we can make something happen out of all of these different ideas that me and the other managers from the JPA are throwing around.
Well, I think the next council meeting we'll have our working agreement with Sabuco to have them look at the levee in Oroville to give us direction on some fixes there. But they're also working in the wildlife area right now for DWR with the project. So
we've also been informed that through the contract, and I was going to have to talk to Brian about this and some city people, but we've been informed that through the contract with the dam and FERC, the local area has access to some grant writing money.
Right. Yes.
So we were going to see if maybe we could get in on that and get some, yeah. get, you know, use some of that those funds to get some grants written up. But
sure enough.
So we're, like I said, told you guys before, we're going to uncover every stone or turn over every stone and see what we find. But yeah, so as far as I'm basically just keeping you guys in the loop, I'm going to be down in Sacramento next month trying to explore some of these things. So
that sounds great.
Yeah.
And my last thing, I got two more things on the manager's report. One is next week we are having a JPA electrical training. So we're going to host two-day classes, one on Monday and Tuesday, and one on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have members from all the JPA here, Thermalito Water Sewer crew members, Lilliput crew members, City of Oroville crew members, also two members of the City of Calusa staff, and two members from the City of Chico staff. I needed to bring them in so I could get the price down.
That's cool.
So as far as I know, this is the first time we've ever had some sort of training like this at SCORE. They're going to bring in six mini electrical stations with VFDs, electric motors, and circuitry for troubleshooting. It starts off in the safety and how to use all your process equipment, your digital meters and all that for electrical, and works its way all the way in through troubleshooting and VFD repair. So you sent me to this class a couple years ago. It's a pretty good class.
So they're going to leave their models and we use them later?
No, they'll take those. But
just, you know.
But it is a really good opportunity, and the fact that we can do it here saves us some money. And also I like the fact that we can do it here as a group, JPA, and kind of, you know, just keep working on building those bonds.
You said some guys from Calusa?
Two guys from Calusa, yep. Jeremy, Jesse's son's going to be here, and then another guy, Tim something. Cool. So. Yeah, I needed two because it was $24,700 for the two classes. So if I could get that 24 people in, then I can get it. I can get $1,000 a class, which is pretty dang cheap for that class.
Yeah.
So, I had to call up some favors and bring in some people that I know from other agencies.
Does that offer any certification for the employees?
They will get a certification. It's not. It's just a certification that says that they've passed this class. It's not. You know, it's not going to do anything other than just boost their resume a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what it will do is it'll give them a background knowledge. It'll give them enough knowledge that if the other agencies wanted to go and invest into like an actual electrical class, they would have the foundation to go and do that class. And then the last thing I have is when Commissioner Coach was the manager here, he made a deal with Thermalito Water Sewer District to pick up two of their extra filters that they were taken offline. Great call. Worked out great. We added one here. It's changed the game completely here. We have two more to add during the upgrade. And I was contacted by the manager of Thermalito Water Sewer and to see if we were interested in the other two. Currently, we have no use for them, but I am interested in them. But it's, they are not cheap. We will have to pay to have them taken away from the Thermalito Water Sewer plant, put on a truck, taken down to the Bay Area, everything changed and converted over into the way that we run our filters, which is different than the way Thermalito runs theirs. And then we would have them sitting here to add them to a further upgrade project. My thought is that they could be polishing filters for recycled water, but I don't know that for sure. I'm kind of just asking your guys' permission to investigate and see if it's worth the time.
Storm.
Yeah.
My thoughts on that, now that you just said as of July 11th, this new water rule, you may not have to change the configuration of those.
Right.
And use them as polishing.
As polishing filters, yeah.
Just you'll need to go and recode them, new backwash system and new media, but it may work just as fine, and it might be something to look into that.
Yep.
May not save a lot of money, but can save some.
Yeah. Well, just for reference for the rest of you guys that don't know, so when Commissioner Coach did this, I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he paid about $500,000 for two filters to get them all the way done, rehab.
Yeah, like, $200 and something.
And they're $1 million a piece if you just want to buy them. So it saved us $1.5 million to get them from Thermalito and do it like that. And so
increase the plant capacity by $2.5 million.
Oh, and not even that, just the performance of the plant. We went from having to backwash five times in a storm situation to having to backwash none in a storm situation. I mean, it was night and day. I didn't believe it would be that good of an improvement, but it's
been
awesome.
Why are they selling them?
They're their plant doesn't run off of it.
We're
anymore.
Not selling them. We're giving them.
Yeah.
Oh, giving them.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's even better.
It is better for us. Well, and it saves them money too, because they will, if they don't give them to us, and they got to pay to haul them off or do something. Oh, so it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Their filter systems, they got a completely new water plant, so it's
we actually got three, but we're going to keep one.
Yeah, just for backwash or something like that.
So,
yeah. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to inform you guys that's an opportunity for us, and I think we should probably take it. I'll look at and get more costs and everything for over the course of this next month to see how much it would cost to ship them down and everything, and I'll have some costs for you guys for next month for that. But that's all I got on the manager's report.
Okay. Any questions for the manager? All right. Item 13, visitors' comments. There's nobody here. 14, commissioner and staff comments. Andrew, we're going to start with you and go.
Do not have any comments.
Written?
No.
I'm good. Dave?
Well, I already mentioned the two new department heads. And then the other thing that might be significant for Thermalito out there is the council did approve the ALOC override for the 172 lots there off of 20th and Biggs, I think it is. So, and that developer's doing his groundwork for it. So you can plan for those lots to come off.
Yeah, I heard they're going to roll it.
So. Yeah, so it's...
Because that's just a mirror of Cala Vista, right?
It's pretty much that.
Pretty much?
Yeah, and then the possibility of Cala Vista finishing out. So there's going to be more water demand, there'll be more sewer demand. That's all the comment is. And
right. These
will not be... These will be market rate homes at 6,000 plus square foot per lot. And in the 350 to 500.
At least.
Yeah, at least category. The thing I worry about, and my son-in-law just had the problem out there in Cala Vista, is fire insurance got canceled because they said he's in a wildland threat zone. I said, really? Out there? A wildland?
It's become ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I've talked to a lot of insurance agents, and the kicker here is the stumbling block is Department of Insurance. Takes so long to consider a company's rate increase that it's not becoming reasonable. So they're saying, forget it, we're just leaving the state. And I don't know what the solution to it is. I just worry that as we have houses cut and they can't get insurance, I mean, it's already happening in Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's got a solution, I'm sure we're all ears.
I don't have any solutions. We've had files canceled that are a little further up the hill than me, and because of the insurance being so high.
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep raising mine, and I started searching for cheaper, and it's not there.
Mm-mm.
No.
As soon as you get online, you start looking, they said, no, we don't do your area anymore.
Right.
Like three companies right in a row. It's like, yeah. You leaving the state? Well, obviously they are.
Well, I had the same problem in my house, and then the one I have, it's, I think it's Travelers. I was reading the policy, the back of the policy, it says, we will also pay for any pre-treatment or pre-fire protection services needed. And I said, what does that mean? I called them up, and that company has a call center in Idaho, and they monitor all the fires throughout California or the Western United States. And if the fire is near my address, they send private fire protection to the house.
Really?
That's a little different.
That's nice.
Yeah. Hmm. Or they'll pay for pre-treatment services.
Well, they just blew off Cal Vista. What's going to stop them from blowing off all Termalito?
Well,
you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, I just.
I mean, it's so what? It's a little flatter out there. But basically, you got a little more grass, but you're surrounded by dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you've got a built-up subdivision that has distances and, you know, non-combustible things and whatnot.
Greenery.
It's just, it's just the insurance companies are not our favorite right now. I just say that.
Because I heard State Farm's not taking no new customers in California.
That's true.
They're just keeping what they have, and that's it. And then what Farmers is adding?
Right.
What was it? 700 a week or something? Which sounds like a lot, but all of California, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Progressive's not taking anything either. I mean,
yeah.
As you go down the list and you try to search for something cheap.
And then you go, everybody I heard says you go to that, Fair California or whatever?
Well, it's just the one I heard about that, what happens when they run out of money?
Colored California.
Well, I heard that's exorbitant. Too.
It's expensive. Yeah. I know. My aunt has, she lives in Quincy, and she had to go covered California, and it's outrageous.
Well, you got to remember, too, that's only for a fire within the house. If it's an exterior fire, there's no coverage under the fire plan. Yeah. So it's like.
Really? So you got to run out and grab a log and throw it in the living room. And then. Now it's inside the house.
Like the old days. You know,
the days. Well, I mean, it's going to burn down anyways. You might as well get it going and then take a picture of it inside the house.
Look. Well, as Angie knows, our friends have a house in Almanor.
Yeah.
It's fun. Nothing's changed with it.
Right.
He can't believe it. They can't believe it. But.
Well, insurance is cheap in Paradise.
Really?
All the new homes, yeah. My insurance is $6,500 a year, and it's going to go up another 25% in January.
Is it cheap up there just because there's no trees up there anymore, basically?
I guess so.
Hmm.
Nothing
no
to burn.
More,
I guess they're doing
no
clearing
farms,
as they're going.
Cheaper?
Hmm. I actually have one fellow, their policy got amended because they are circled by an apple orchard. And believe it or not, I have seen three different fires where any house I was up, a fountain fire. Three houses had apple orchards around them, and the apples just stay green and they resist the fire. So I wish the insurance companies would respect that.
Sure didn't help up at
Bushman. Oh, yeah, up there. Yeah.
What was that?
Paradise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to the bus
lit. Yeah.
Two,
yeah.
Up to three, and then four, and now they're heading to six. And
okay.
We start searching.
All right.
What's next?
And it's going up again, 25%.
That's why we're looking, but we're not
having any.
Yeah.
Oh, Glenn, you done?
I'm done, sir.
All right, so it's 5:38, meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Hold on.